brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's another big question I could throw out to the listeners on Syria. You've got thousands of military personnel coming out, some of them that are getting ready to come on the show publicly, and saying, we're not going to fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria. People, we fought. What's going to happen when they implode Syria, go ahead with a strike, and then go, oh my goodness, the chemical weapons are in danger that are legally and lawfully there. We've got to send in 75,000 troops, the Pentagon wants. I wonder how our military is going to like going in, fighting side by side with Al-Qaeda, with Al-Qaeda flags, and then turning it over to them. I guess the military, instead of breaking, you know, following orders, they'll just commit suicide. Why? Why not speak out and make the New World Order's life a living hell politically instead of blowing your head off? I mean, I guess they find people that follow orders. So you kill yourselves for Obama? How about you make their life a living hell politically? How about you work 18 hours a day against them instead of shoving a gun in your mouth and blowing your brains out? I don't think you're cowards, folks, but I think that's the wrong way out. Why don't you realize you've been conned and been working for evil, as I know a lot of you do, and that you're gonna work hard against all that now and make it better. You've had an abortion. Admit it was wrong. Go out and speak out. Try to educate people. Tell them about adoption programs that are out there, people that are having babies. There's a line around the block to get babies. Black, white, it doesn't matter. They don't want anybody knowing that. You know, you're some guy, your girlfriend had an abortion, so you think it's okay instead of admitting you're wrong. Admit you're wrong about it. And then as soon as you've repented and admitted you're wrong, the weight comes off your shoulders. That's all God wants you to do. And we don't believe in God. That's all your subconscious wants to do. It's all your brain wants you to do, is to admit it was wrong. It's saying evil's good that's bad, folks. You need to try to not be bad. And by admitting you've done bad, you'll grow in courage and wanting to be a good person. I'm not just talking to the military here, obviously, but I mean, you know, you're going to commit suicide. A lot of you have wives and children because you're so freaked out about all the horrible things you've done. How about you do? Look, we're saved by grace, folks, but faith without works is dead. How about you go make amends for all the things you've done? Don't just punch out of this world. That's the easy way out. Maybe instead of killing yourself, maybe you're going to fight the New World Order. Maybe you're going to end up in prison for a decade, set up, maybe tortured. So that's what God wants, is for you to really give yourself over to the fight for the innocents. That's what God's looking for. Not the easy way out with a cold steel shoved in your mouth, splattering your brains all over the wall. That's the easy way out. Why don't you commit to turning it around, what you've done, and showing humanity, showing your family, showing everybody what a real warrior for liberty and truth does. I predict massive suicides over this when they try to, because if they go ahead with this, they're going to put brutes on the ground. They're already there advising them. That's why a lot of them are committing suicide. You have a lot of special forces committing suicide because they just get so freaked out. Their whole world, the government runs Al-Qaeda. We're shipping drugs into America. You know, they hear stories from their buddies about little kids being loaded on C-130s out of Central Europe. And they're just like, well, the government runs kids, government runs drugs. They go back to their barracks, shove a gun in their mouth, blow their head off because of the culture shock that you work for Satan. Well, just admit you work for Satan and don't work for Satan anymore. Come back, work for the Republican America. Join George Washington and everybody that came after him who weren't perfect men but had providence. We're going to come back and go to Gene. Then we're going to go to Chris, Dan, Hubo, D and others, and to get your take on, do you think we'll stage a false flag? What's going to happen when the military, they try to put them in there with Al-Qaeda publicly? Do we give Al-Qaeda a peace prize? Do we posthumously give Osama bin Laden a Congressional Medal of Honor? By the way, he was decorated as Tim Osman at the CIA headquarters on record in 1988. So I guess I made a joke about it, but it's not a joke. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, shut up from the sound.
All right, we're now well into the third hour, going back to your phone calls. Larry Pratt's coming up with a quick update on all these extrajudicial gun confiscations going on outside of law, and how law recently passed, the Vetter Amendment, states that that's illegal. And we'll also get his take on the whole situation in Syria and what that means to the world. By the way, for the average authoritarian yuppie out there that thinks they're liberal, you know, as long as they're wearing a trendy superhero shirt or something, oil prices will explode if there's a war over there. It will undoubtedly, in every major study they had out even last week, that this will increase civilian casualties. It's about wrecking another sovereign nation. Saudi Arabia wants control of the country. They're offering to pay for it. Saudi Arabia took it over in 1918 before. And this is just nothing but a bunch of power grabbing. And elements of Israel are supporting this as well, because they want to go after Iran supporters, but then now they're aiding Al-Qaeda. It is totally immoral. And it's extremely evil. And you've got Chinese ships going into the region now. Russian is sending more ships. I mean, this is really escalating fast, okay? And they wouldn't have moved B-1 and B-2 bombers into the theater with nukes. And we know the jet aircraft left the last 2 weeks, unless they were planning something big. Now, we may be able to back them off. But you got all the U.S. military saying, we're not going to aid boots on the ground going into that country. So what's going to happen? Because the plan is to implode the country. Kerry said, oh, but if it imploded, we'd have to invade with boots on the ground. That's always been the plan. Because then they're going to double-cross Al-Qaeda and only give them part of the country. And then our troops will be fighting them. I mean, this is so sick. This is so Machiavelli. And it's not being done for some greater good. That's even a lie. It'd be bad enough if we claimed, well, it's for the greater good. We've made the calculation. No, it's done to bring in evil. It's done to give Al-Qaeda a new stronghold to then menace the West, and the politicians think we're dumb and won't put two and two together and go, oh, give my rights up because of Al-Qaeda, when they're the ones running them. And it's a political diversion from all the scandals that the French government has and the U.S. government has. Notice, the more scandal-ridden a government is, the more they're for this. Because the French president, Obama, all these guys are just puppets. So they're also cheerleading for it because they're being told this will haul your butt out of the fire. I mean, that's not denied. They have all these Congress people saying that. You've got Chris Matthews saying that yesterday. This is outrageous. That's why I'm so angry. You think I'd be happy that everything we've talked about is now being admitted for credibility issues? I could care less about credibility. I care about having a future. It makes it worse that it's all admitted. It's just ridiculous. How out in the open this all is. I need to stop ranting. Let me just calm down. Oh, I come in here and try to be calm sometimes. I just... Kerry saying it's our fault if anybody gets killed now when they started this whole thing. I mean, it's not an act, by the way, when I'm doing this on air. I cannot be angry anymore. I have been so angry. I'm so angry that I'm just really having trouble doing this radio show. And I'm having trouble working on Obama deception, too. I'm having trouble messing with all the other little side issues that go on around here because it's like all these people, not my crew, but just the general public, are just going on about their business, talking about the NFL and stuff, and it's like the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket. These are the type of things that happen before a world war, before World War I, before World War II. All the different sides are lining up, all the same. I've studied so much history, and that's why all the other historians are freaking out, because, folks, it's in the air, okay? I mean, horrible stuff's in the air. And the good news is people sense that, not just intellectually, but people sense it. So everybody's, you know, they're having 500 to one phone calls, 498 to two phone calls. These Congress people are marking this down. You've got 500 to one? 500 to one. 500 to one. Against all this. Now scroll down more in the article to the 500 to 1. There it is, 523 to 4. Oh, man. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I want your take on all this. Gene in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. First, Alex, I do believe there's a definite possibility of another false flag. But isn't it possible, too, that we've already had the false flag? And I think this may be the real thing here, that they will do this and strike Damascus and Damascus to be leveled.
My gut tells me they're going to pull something like another chemical, or they'll launch a missile out of Syria and say Assad did it and hit Israel.
Well, do you remember how you were saying that you feel in your gut something's going to happen on 9/11? I'm with you on that. I definitely think something is going to happen on 9/11. And also, because of that, 9/11 is considered to be the first day of creation according to the Hebrew calendar, the Hebrews and the Egyptian Coptics. So everything.
Yeah, we had callers asking why 9/11 is such a big day for the New World Order. You're right, and that's why they chose 9/11. As you call the government, it helps you. You've got the two towers that are the two pillars. It gets into Babylon, Mystery Religion, Egyptian stuff. I don't get into all that because I don't think our new listeners can handle all that, but go ahead.
Oh, well, don't you? I think it's about time our new listeners start, because I don't think we're going to have a choice here pretty soon. The satanic side is definitely rearing its ugly head. And when you can see all of this, how 9/11 is showing up over and over and over, I do believe you're right about something happening on 9/11. If you take Oklahoma City, you take and you add the date, when you're through with it, that comes to 11. When you
well, I mean, number one, look at April 19th, April 20th is like high holy days and satanic rituals. And yeah, look at all the stuff that's happened on April 19th. I mean, over and over. Yeah, there's certain dates in history, and even historians admit that, where big things happen. Look, I'm just saying, look at how Benghazi happened on 9/11.
Here's a couple of things that I think you and your listeners might find interesting. What I just said, Oklahoma City, the date, it adds up to 11. The date on Waco adds up to 9. Okay, so we have two major events there that are pointing towards 9/11. The Gulf oil spill, when you add up the date, you have 9, and you had 11 lives lost. So I think we're definitely going on to something here. And another thing I wanted to add to you, you were talking about Fukushima nuclear earlier. Here in the United States, we have a plant. It's called Palo Verde, and it's out in Arizona. We have 3 reactors there. There is no water source except for the wastewater from Phoenix. And this whole thing is considered to be on the 33rd degree parallel. And I'm sure I don't have to tell you about the 33rd degree parallel, but as far as everybody else out there, there is a lot happening on the 33rd degree parallel. Damascus is on the 33rd degree parallel. Beirut is on the...
Absolutely. The globalists admit they build their cities on these key parallels. And it doesn't mean it's even real. They believe in it. Believe me, I've been to Bohemian Grove. They believe in it. Thank you for the call. I snuck into Bohemian Grove, the only press reporter in modern times. There's been a few employees that got video out of it. And by the way, I wouldn't advise employees to shoot video. We've learned that anybody that signs an agreement with them and then releases video gets set up and put in prison. I've known 2 people that's happened to. The globals have weird rules. I was able to sneak in, get out, the only reporter to ever do it. They broke into our mail 3 times to steal it when it was going to the media. I got some death threats, but I was okay because I didn't make any agreements before I snuck in there. In fact, if you notice, whenever I confront the presidential advisor to 5 administrations, David Gergen, saw him at the RNC, talked to him. He said, "You made an agreement not to talk about that." I went, "No, I didn't." He goes, "Oh, you're the one that crashed it." And he gets so angry, and that whole fake act of being a nice guy leaves him. Oh, it doesn't even matter. I don't want to get off all into it. The point is that I was there with the initiates as they watched it, and they took it deadly serious. I mean, these old men were literally crazed while they did the mock effigy of burning a child. Let's go to Chris in New York. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. I wanted to basically pass by you an article that I saw that said FEMA is preparing for a major event in Region 3 on the East Coast. And this article from the Sleuth Journal is basically talking about how UN peacekeepers began training the 4th week of July and will complete their 9-week training by October 1st. And there's 386,000 troops. The center of
yes, sir. We get calls every day about this. It's all true. They're having a massive martial law drill running through October 1st on the East Coast. And people keep asking me, is it real? It's in, let's not exaggerate, 20 newspapers. Yes, they are doing a massive takeover drill on the East Coast right now.
It also says the Center of Disease Control ordered $11 million worth of antibiotics going to FEMA Region 3 on October 1st.
Yep.
It's also saying that There's going to be National Guard riot police. There's going to be DHS. It seems like they might be planning something on the East Coast for the end of this
absolutely,
month.
Absolutely. You know what? We got Larry Pratt coming up for about this segment, a little bit of the next, but I'm going to come back to you. Stay there. And I keep meaning to cover this more. I've been covering it for months, but print me a bunch of articles on that FEMA Region 3 drill. Absolutely. They're using the drill to establish martial law.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Until about 45 after, then I'll go back to your calls. This is Larry Pratt, the director of Gun Owners of America. And I wanted to get him on in the last week or so. I've seen more and more mainstream news articles where they're raiding legal and lawful gun owners because their neighbor sees their gun in the garage or them putting it in their car, and they just take them. Or they just show up in California and take somebody's gun saying they're semi-auto, they're illegal, even though the person bought them legally and lawfully at a gun show. I mean, it's being done under federal grants. And I know that a law was passed and signed by George W. Bush, something positive we can say, because of pressure, because of the gun confiscations in Katrina in New Orleans. And I know that Gunners of America spearheaded getting that amendment passed. So I wanted to get Larry to tell us about that law that no one seems to know about, because we get the calls every day, people having their guns taken. We get sent the information. The police won't say why they're taken. This is really illegal. And I wanted to then find out from Larry exactly where all this is going. So we're getting him on ISDN. He just dropped off. When we get him back on, we will go to Larry Pratt. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in New York. Chris, what's your take on false flags and what may be staged?
Well, like I was saying earlier, there definitely seems like FEMA is preparing for something, maybe a MERS coronavirus outbreak or something like that. And it definitely seems like, you know, they're going to use this false flag as a distraction from Syria so that they can go ahead with their plans there. It seems like the globalists are very set on attacking Syria, Iran, and the rest of them over there. So it definitely seems like another false flag's coming. Also, on an unrelated note, it's becoming harder and harder to buy ammo in New York State. A friend of mine basically has a 9mm carbine that was bought perfectly legally, and now when he goes to buy 9mm ammo, they tell him that he has to show a police ID or a permit.
Well, that's right. All over the country, that's why I want to get Larry Pratt on, by fiat, they're not selling you ammo, or they're putting down your license, or the feds are visiting people that buy even 500 rounds of ammo. It's all to create the perception you're criminal. You're bad. That's how authoritarianism begins. Gold mines are getting raided without warrants, and then they go, well, we just came in black uniforms and armored vehicles just to talk to you. You're not against us talking to you, are you? That's in the news today. And people are like, well, what's with the armored vehicles and stuff? What, do you got a problem with that? I mean, it's all about just being occupied and also getting all their goons basically accustomed to all of that. So, yes, but I will dig up the news articles on that later in the next segment and get into the FEMA region three mass drills that are taking place on the West Coast. And, yeah, they're announcing riot police, National Guard, you know, preparing for a disaster, and they're calling it a drill, but they've never had drills like this. They've had little mini drills where they'll shut down a highway or run a checkpoint or and then tell people it's real, but just more and more it's the acclimation. That's what all the military drills are about. And, again, a lot of this is about foreign military operations. Because, again, they'll use the foreign military operation to bring in the crisis to then say, you can't ask questions here while this is happening. And then they can get their gun confiscation through. Then they can have the bank holiday and the BLM where you got to pay money to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Bank of America and Wells Fargo. This has all been done in other areas over and over and over again. This is how tyrants, not just the globalists here, but communists in the past and fascists and other authoritarians, they use wars and domestic crises to do this because then you're in control of everything. The globalists just don't want to take over the other sovereign nations that are left. I'm not saying Iran's good or Syria's good. I don't like any of these big governments. They're all out of control. But it's the globalists that are here in America that are taking all of my rights. It's the globalists that are here in America that are taking all of my liberties. It's the globalists here that are assaulting the family and assaulting homeschoolers and assaulting us with GMO and assaulting us with all these other things. That's what's going on. That's what's happening here. And as a culture, as a society, we need to realize we're occupied by the New World Order. And they're very bad people, and they want to make us poor by design so that we can be controlled as a permanent peasant class. All right, I'll come back with more calls. Looks like we're not going to have Larry on. Technical difficulties. It's because all of these shows have had problems.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. And we do have Larry Pratt, head of Gunowners of America, gunowners.org, on the ISDN line with us to talk about the law that no one seems to know about, saying the feds or local police cannot confiscate your guns without a warrant or without specifics. But all over the country, they're taking legal, lawful guns. We see the articles every 2 days or so. Or somebody puts a gun in their car to go to the shooting range. A neighbor sees it. Cops come. The gun's legal. They still take it. I had two people walking to me this week on the street who have property outside Austin. In one case, it's 100 acres. They're shooting. Totally legal. The cops came and said, it's still an aggressive display, still frighten people, terroristic, hearing the gunshots. We're taking your guns. You're going to jail. That's in Texas, folks. You can't shoot on a 100-acre farm, okay? I mean, the middle of nowhere, windmills, the police are coming. So it's all part of this intimidation under federal grants of gun owners, and I want people to know about the legal teeth that Larry Pratt and Gunners of America helped get in place. What was it, 5 years ago? How long ago did that law get passed, sir?
It was following Hurricane Katrina, and Louisiana was ground zero for gun confiscation. And precisely the time when people needed their guns the most, the cops were coming around to take them. And the problem is they knew where the guns were. They knew who had the guns because they'd gone to the gun stores, compiled the list from the purchase records that are required to be kept by the federal government unconstitutionally. And they knew exactly where to go to make their surgical strikes. Now, as a result of that, David Vitter, senator from Louisiana, got enacted a law that keeps the federales from doing that. And a couple of states also did the same. After a disaster, you cannot go and grab people's guns. But let's look at a couple of things. It means that whether they have a centralized registry or not, and I would argue they do, but whether they do or not, effectively, there is a gun registry. All it takes is a little extra shoe leather. And they can go to the various gun stores of an area, and they'll have a list of almost everybody that has a gun, unless somebody bought a gun or got a gun as a gift from dad or a neighbor or something like that. It's going to be a matter of record. And that's why we fought so hard against the Toomey bill, because it was going to expand to private transactions the requirement that a background check be done. And after the NSA scandal has broken, I don't think too many people are going to doubt. They're not going to suspect that I'm paranoid by maintaining that, of course, the federal government has illegally kept a record of gun owners. Alex, if they want to know what you're saying to Aunt Susie on the telephone, don't you think they might want a list of the guns even more?
Well, it's Gun Owners of America, of course, that's helped push the NRA as even... You know, folks on our show have talked about who are NRA board members. It has been Gun Owners of America, as Ted Nugent has said, that has helped push the NRA to be more hardcore. What do you make of the Hill article today? NRA joins ACL lawsuit, claims NSA starting gun registry. Well, it came out that the DEA has access to it, along with 2,000 corporations. They're all spying on us.
They're all spying on us, and it is just so absolutely out of control that we've got to get the House to act. The House can do something that would be effective. The House was given by the founders, this body that's elected every 2 years and therefore hopefully is the closest to the people. They can simply say none of these funds may be used for and then fill in the blank. Now, what we're most concerned about at the very moment is that by the end of the month, there will have to be a continuing resolution passed by the Congress. This will continue the funding of the Congress pretty much at the level of the previous fiscal year, but the fight has to be made over defunding Obamacare. The Republicans in the House have to originate a continuing resolution that specifically defunds the implementation and operation of Obamacare. If they do that, the Senate may or may not concur, and the president might veto the bill if the Senate did concur. But here's the deal. That would mean that the government would no longer be able to operate by borrowing. They could only operate on what tax revenues are coming in. Well, that's 57% of what they are spending. In other words, they borrow 43% every day, every month, throughout the year. The government would certainly not stop operating. The Social Security checks, which are mechanized, digitized anyway, could continue going out without probably the presence of a human being because it's all programmed in computers. So some of those so-called essential functions of federal government would not be affected. Only if somebody as diabolical as our president were to issue an order saying, oh, we don't have the money to run the electricity for the computers that are generating the Social Security checks, so therefore they're not going to be able to go out. Does that sound preposterous? Well, think of some of the other things the president has done. When given a choice, he'll kick you right where it hurts the worst. So we think that the fight has to be made. The Republicans have to realize that they some of their leaders have been peddling a lie, starting with John Boehner. They say, well, listen to, remember what happened in 1995 when we shut the government down under Clinton. Well, once again, the government didn't shut down. It slowed down. And yes, I do remember what happened. I was here, and I remember that the polls were in favor of the Republicans until Gingrich went wobbly and started to cave in.
And, of course, he's an establishment CFR guy. He played that perfectly and then betrayed the contract. Absolutely. But the climate today is even more hardcore.
Yes.
I want to shift gears now with you, Larry Pratt, head of Gunners of America, if you just joined us, to the geopolitical. I know you've traveled the world and have been involved advising Congress on events for decades. But now the world is waking up to what you and I have been talking about for 2.5 years. Our government under Obama at Benghazi a year ago, September 11th, but before that, funding al-Qaeda to overthrow Libya, trying to overthrow Syria, trying to overthrow our ally Mubarak in Egypt. Now the military speaking out. Now you've got Ted Cruz saying our military is not the air force for al-Qaeda. That's a quote.
That's very good phrase, by the way. That is really spot on what's happening.
Absolutely. So well, now that you've got Rand Paul, Ron Paul, now that you've got Pat Buchanan, now that you've got Matt Drudge coming out, I've never seen real conservatives, libertarian types, really shine like this. I'm very proud. The warmongering left, of course, loves it. But now you've even got Pelosi saying the left's turning against him. Obama admits, Slimeball, Matthews admits that this is to haul his butt out of the fire. So they're not even denying it. And the flip-flopping of it's a red line. We never said red line, or we don't need boots on the ground. Yes, we do.
And I believe the Republicans cave on this. This is something where the polls I've seen, 80% of our fellow Americans think it's nuts to go into Syria. We have no discernible national interest in that country whatsoever. Yeah, it's horrible what's happening, but just as bad as the government is behaving to its enemies, so the al-Qaeda opposition is behaving to the government.
Oh, they're clearly worse.
It's all terrible. And but you're right. The al-Qaeda guys are worse. They're more aggressive. Assad is happy to just butcher his own people. He's not looking for foreign conquest. He's not a threat to the United States. Why in the world are we bothering him? Why? Well, I know the answer to my question. It's because the president has uniformly supported the worst of the worst every chance he got. Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood over Mubarak. Same thing in Tunisia. And now we're seeing it played out again in Syria. The guy is not naive. The guy is not incompetent. He's doing exactly what he intends to do, which is to diminish the ability of the United States to operate in the world scene and to pull us down many pegs.
I really know that what you're saying is true now, and I was even in doubt of this a few years ago, because why would the establishment allow America to be so damaged? They're globalists. They want to move everything to China. They want to move it more towards the EU. They're shutting down our power plants, our gold mines. Everything they do is to wreck America. They really do hate America. And even if they run it, they'll run it in the ground to get at middle America and the bitter clingers. But let me bring this up to you, Larry Pratt. Let me ask you this question. I see this as a collapse, though, that you have the left and right coming together against this war. Some polls, like Reuters, 9% support the war. Congress is saying they're getting 500-1 calls against the war versus pro. And nobody's believing Obama, and now his support's draining in Congress. I see this as almost a Ceausescu moment.
Well, we haven't gotten there yet because we've got Democrats saying, well, yes, I know my folks are against it, but I've got to go with my president on this one. In other words, his reputation, bailing him out of his own muck, is more important to them so far than what the people are saying back home. Now, I've never seen numbers like the ones you just pointed to. 500-2 is stunning. that means there's hardly anybody in the country with a brain that thinks we ought to be in Syria. And if they go in anyway, and if the Republicans like Boehner, who I think is compromised, and that's why he folds like a suit, I could go into that too if we have time. I think he's going to fold on this, and the question will be how many in the caucus that almost revolted against him when he was reelected, how many of them are going to say, that's it, John, we're not going with you?
Well, they're already admitting they don't have the votes. Let me give you the headlines. It's Weekly Standard first broke it yesterday. Now more numbers are out, WorldNet Daily. We have the latest in about 30 minutes going up on InfoWars.com. There's more info out. Congress calls to Congress 499-1 against Syrian wars, the WorldNet Daily headline. Then they have the press releases by 20 members of Congress about the calls they're getting, 100-1, 99-1, 523-4. You know, because they keep a tally, 1,000 calls to my office, 5 are for the war. That's Republican out of West Virginia, Shelby. This is what they're saying. Republican and Democrats, they're getting 100-1, 125-1. It's 99%+ against it, Larry.
So if the Congress supports the president on this, I think that gives us a wonderful opportunity to see people like Bevin, who's running against McConnell, really pick up. He's got money. He's a wealthy businessman, and he's got the Tea Party endorsement. They all coalesced behind him, which is uncommonly smart for people on our side. Kudos to the people in Kentucky. You've got three substantial conservatives running against Lindsey Graham-nesty. There might be other conservative challengers now come out against these pathetic Republicans and take them on in the primaries.
Well, that was my next question. You've got a really, I'm not kissing your hind end, it's just true for folks that are just now tuning in. Larry Pratt's got his ear really to the ground there in D.C. The word I get and what I see happening is actually a libertarian revolution taking over the Republican Party. All the stars are real libertarians. All the stars are anti-fraudulent war. All the stars are pro-constitution, pro-gun. The old Republicans are running. The others are, you know, are compromised, as you said, clearly with blackmail and NSA garbage. The NRA's growing backbone. I mean, I see a American revolution happening. Yep. That'll make what Barry Goldwater tried to do look tame.
And also, there's a lot of conservative people of faith, primarily evangelicals, but also Catholics and Jews, who are really, I think, more stirred up than they were in 2010. Hey, we sent you guys there to fix the problem, and it sure kind of looks like you're part of the problem now yourself.
Well said. In closing, Larry Pratt, what do you expect to happen in 2014 currently, unless Obama gets a big war, which will up the Democratic Party's ratings? They believe. I don't think that's going to work this time. But, I mean, I think we're going to see a Tea Party surge in the House. What do you see?
I think so. And if the Republicans support the president, there's going to be primary action galore, I think. If they vote for a continuing resolution that refunds Obamacare, I think that would stoke the fires even more, because this is a real, absolutely valid opportunity to kill Obamacare by the end of the month, to put in that continuing resolution, no funds to be used for Obamacare in any way, period, paragraph. And if they don't do those two things, which are absolutely red hot button issues, then I think some of these incumbents are in for some rude surprises.
Well said, Larry Pratt. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Last 60-second comment. The Examiner out of Washington is carrying this story. D.C. cops under orders to arrest tourists with empty bullet casings. You can buy in 7-Eleven, you know, the necklace that's an empty right. bullet casing. And they've been given the order to harass and grab as many visitors as they can. D.C. won't let little kids videotape the Capitol. I've been to there. What's wrong with the D.C. police? They're like something out of North Korea.
Well, they have a woman, I'm pretty sure, liberal police chief, and, you know, it starts from the top. The council hires the kind of chief they want, and she's very politically correct, and I don't know that this really reflects the way many of the officers feel, but they will be told to follow orders if they want to continue working there.
So if you're wearing a bullet casing around your neck or it's on your key ring, the cop's going to follow orders and take you to jail for something that's been thrown out of the Supreme Court, even if it was a real bullet. I mean, it's incredible.
It's incredible. Well, let me invite folks to go to gunowners.org. We'll keep them posted from there with our alerts. They're free, come about once a week, so it's not going to clutter up the inbox at gunowners.org.
God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon, Larry
Pratt. Thanks so much, Alex.
All right, there goes Larry Pratt. I'm going to come back and go right to your phone calls. Habu and others that are patiently holding on the other side of this quick break, and I've got some other news I haven't hit yet as well. By the way, I want to tell you about efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can find their free shipping special that they're running only for a little bit longer here, and they've got that special running right now where you can still get the free shipping. They got a whole list of the specials you can get. They got a lot of specialty foods as well. With all this craziness going on, you need to go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or give them a call at 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or again, efoodsdirect.com/Alex, or follow the banners at Infowars.com to get those amazing discounts on super high quality storable foods. And you can also, again, give them a call, 800-409-5633. Now, of course, the nightly news will be on tonight with an extended roundtable discussion with Dr. Jerome Corsi with breaking bombshell news. It is bombshell. That's coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central, for InfoWars nightly news viewers. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Look, they've had a lot of continuity of government drills before. It's been going on since the 40s when the Cold War started up in about 47. Some say it started when the atomic bombs got dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. But now when they have these drills, I've been to them. We've had reporters on that have been to them. I mean, these aren't drills. They set up checkpoints. They search everybody. And this is a multi-state FEMA Region 3. What is that? Five states? And the New York Times says his worries over the power grid rise. Yeah, because they're turning off so many of our power plants. I love how they always, oh, we don't know why the power grid is going on all the time. A drill will simulate a knockout blow. And all the big power commissions told them, you turn off hundreds of power plants, we're going to have blackouts, people are going to go bankrupt. So now they go, we've got to have a martial law drill because of the power grid. As the electric grid, as government and private experts describe it, is the glass jaw of American industry. That's why they spend all their time sabotaging it. If an adversary lands a knockout blow, the globalists that run us, this is the adversary telling us about themselves, they fear it could black out vast areas of the continent for weeks. Interrupting, that could be the false flag, folks. Interrupt supplies of water, gasoline, diesel fuel, and fresh food. Shut down communications and create disruptions on a scale that was only hinted at by Hurricane Sandy and the attacks of 9/11. That's why thousands of utility workers, business executives, that's InfraGuard, National Guard officers, FBI anti-terrorism experts, and other officials from government agencies in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Oh, they're going to be there helping. Are preparing for an emergency drill in November that runs right into October that will simulate physical attacks and cyber attacks that could take down large sections of the power grid. And they're actually putting cybersecurity in to shut all this down so they can. And this is probably just a test of how to shut us down. That's on record. The globalists put a grid in to take over all the radio, TV, shut down all the power plants, shut down all the private power plants, all the city-owned power plants. This is the occupation force, and now they're there going, oh, we're checking for saboteurs. Well, they're the saboteurs. And you can go to the NERC, North American Electric Reliability Corporation report on part of this grid. They're going to have riot police out, checkpoints all over the East Coast. All the way into West Virginia. So be sure and enjoy that. Callers were asking if it's real. We get emails, calls every couple minutes, basically, here at the office about this. And you know what? I'll do a whole report tomorrow, sometime in the 3 hours, on this drill. And probably nothing's going to happen. The point is that this is a takeover drill, just like everything else is. So we'll... And by the way, you know, we told you they were putting all this in place. We told you 13 years ago that they were going to be breaking over the cell phones and breaking over the AM and FM stations. I was shown and shot video of restricted manuals that are in my Police State 2 The Takeover film by the engineer for a group of radio stations here locally. He's now dead, but I still won't say his name. Oh, I'll just say it. Kevin Stone. Anyways, and he gave me, it wasn't even in confidence. They said, later you can talk about this, but not right now. When I retire, you can. And I was able to see all these documents about how they were going to take over everything. I mean, these weren't just the EAS manuals. These were how in the future government's going to take over the ad spaces, directly programming. All these engineers were all freaked out about it. The meetings he was with at the Texas Association of Broadcasters, they all know about it. They all know what's happening. They all know what's going on. So, I'll just go ahead and give you the source. You've been dead like 5 years. He's a really nice guy. Patriot. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Death comes to us all, doesn't it? I'm going to go into overdrive a little bit, go to Habu, and Bruce, and Craig, and Corey, and Brad, whoever I can get to. Nightly News, a special extended broadcast tonight, 7 o'clock with Dr. Jerome Corsi.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
States. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.